My friends, spring is in the air, and this upcoming concert season will be all about the way you look and about your boots. And Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you cannot make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your next favorite pair of boots today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Guys, welcome to another episode of TFL Talking Trucks podcast. And on this episode, I have a very special guest. It's Robert Bollinger, the founder and CEO of Bollinger Motors. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking the time. And we have some breaking news, right?
Yes.
So this has to do with something called the Deliver E, which is basically a commercial all-electric van. Thank you for joining TFL Talking Trucks podcast. If you love pickup trucks or big full-size SUVs, if you love trailering, towing, and going off-road, this is the right place to be. Together, we can make this podcast the most popular ever. So, Robert, we've done several videos together on your off-road electric trucks, right? So when I saw this news, I was quite surprised.
Right.
So can you tell me, like, how was this born? How was this idea? How did it come about?
So basically, it came about because we had that announcement for our chassis, you know, the underpinnings of our trucks, right? And how that platform is available or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so when that press release went out, basically what happened is that we had some shipping, you know, delivery companies contact us and some manufacturers contact us and say, hey, can that be used for delivery vans? Because it's all electric, it was class 3, and they just wanted to take that and put it underneath, you know, a delivery van. And we said, well, actually, no, that doesn't work at all for delivery van because we engineered that for a lot of ground clearance and hydropneumatic suspension and all-wheel drive, all the stuff you don't need in a delivery van. But because they had interest in that with us, we said, let's dive into it. So basically what we did is develop an all new platform that is good for delivery vans. So it's a low floor, front wheel drive only, we have variable battery packs available that we're developing already. And so basically it just took all of our class 3 knowledge and all of the components we're using in our current trucks, and we can reconfigure them for the delivery space. So it's kind of like the cousin to our trucks, even though it has, you know, obviously doesn't look at all this like our trucks or anything like that, but just that front wheel drive, low ground clearance kind of thing is what we developed.
I gotcha. Well, wait a minute. So if I need something delivered in the middle of Moab, Utah, I mean, I could use a B2 truck, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, then you would get our B2 chassis cab, right? Yeah. So we have the chassis cab version of our trucks if you need that kind of capability, and you can put your own box truck on the back of that if you want.
Sounds good.
You got it all covered.
So let's dig in a little bit more into the delivery. This is all electric platform, correct?
Correct.
And what kind of a size is it? Is it kind of like a single wheelbase? Tell me a little bit more about kind of the layout of it.
Yeah, so with what we took and developed so far as a delivery it was, I forget the exact wheelbase to it, but basically what we are proposing and what we have engineered so far already is that we can take that class 3 and we can provide different wheelbase lengths. Mm-hmm. And that's just a minor change in the frame, right? And then we're going to have 3 or 4 different battery pack sizes available. So you can get the class 3 with these different, you know, battery sizes if you need more range or less range. A lot of the delivery companies don't need that much range. They're staying around a small area, right? So what we want to do is be able to say, okay, here's class 3. It can hold this amount of weight. We can give you this, you know, any wheelbase length that you want and these 3 battery pack sizes. Then we can take that and we can up everything and make a class 4 version of it. Mm-hmm. And again, these different battery pack sizes and these different wheelbases. So we'll have like this kind of grid. So if someone comes to us and says, okay, we want 1,000 delivery vans and these are our specs, we'll say, okay, well, this is exactly what we can make for you. This wheelbase length, this amount of cubic feet, this battery pack, this range, it fits everything you want, boom. So to answer your question, it's like it could be almost any variation of that for the customer's needs. So.
Okay, and when you're saying like class 3, class 4, just for some people who don't understand that classification, it's basically how much weight you can carry, right? So class 3, you know, might be, you know, 4 or 5,000 pounds. Class 4, maybe above that, is that right?
Yeah, so class 3 is 10,001 to 14,000 pounds total gross vehicle weight rating. Mm-hmm. So whatever your vehicle weighs, you subtract that from that. So you want your vehicle to be as light as possible, then you can hold the rest, right? So if it's 5,000 pound vehicle, then you can hold at least 5,001 pounds or more, right?
Yes.
So it's again, what will be the final weight of the vehicle? We don't have that exactly yet either, but and then class 4 is the next step up, and then class 5 is the next step up. So what we're developing fits well to the class 2B, which is one down, right? Mm-hmm. 2B, 3, 4, and 5. Once you get above that, it's kind of a whole new animal. So we're not going to make versions in class 6 and 7 out of what we're doing. It fits well within the ones that we're aiming at.
Gotcha. And your batteries will be between 70 kilowatt hours, potentially up to 210 kilowatt hours. Is that right?
Yeah. And that very large size obviously would be developed when someone really needs that, because that's a very large battery. Ironically, a lot of times the bigger the truck, the shorter the range is needed sometimes. So you might be able to put 140 kilowatt hour pack in a class 4 because it really only needs to go, you know, 15 miles that day. Mm-hmm. So it's more about how much cubic volume do you have, because even a lot of the delivery vans and trucks, when we're talking to potential customers, is that they don't usually hit their weight limit. They hit their size limit first because there's so many packages, you know, and all that cardboard and yada yada. So that delivery space is different than if you're a transporter for a company where you put a lot of weight in the truck. So it's kind of a whole new animal out there now. And so that's why we need to talk specifically to the end customer, get exactly their specs. And we already did that with 2 of the big names out there, and we developed this delivery based on those specs, and it beats what they need. Mm-hmm. So that's what told us, okay, we can engineer to their needs. It uses the same components as our consumer vehicles. And all that work we've already done in the past 3 or 4 years can all be using this new layout that gives us economies of scale. So it was a perfect fit for us to add this to the family, if you will.
Yeah. And usually, I mean, you're talking about kind of a hub and then delivery route situation, right? So there's usually like a large warehouse, and then, you know, these vans or trucks or whatever, you know, they go around in circles and then they come back. And the idea, I guess, would be to like recharge at the headquarters, right? Or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And they often ask for help on that kind of infrastructure. So we're going to partner with someone who can help us with, you know, say someone orders 1,000 trucks and they want 100 at this building. How do you switch that depot from gas or electric? I mean, sorry, from gas and diesel to electric, right? It's not easy. And that's something that there's a number of firms out there that's exactly their expertise. So we're partnering with one of them soon to offer that help. So if someone makes this order with us, we can come in and just kind of do it for them, if you will.
Can you mention some of these customers, commercial guys, your potential customers of yours?
Not yet.
Okay.
I hate being able to, but yeah, we're talking to a number of them, and it's cool. It's all going well. But they've given us some data. We're developing, you know, and again, like I said earlier, coming up with the perfect solution and giving it back to them, and then that will hopefully lead to, you know, POs and announcements and that kind of stuff.
Okay, gotcha. And it looks like it's a kind of a clean sheet design. I mean, with a really low load floor, I mean, which is, right. I imagine they like.
Right. That's exactly. That was a big thing is you don't, both for loading and unloading, but also with the carriers going in and out constantly, they just want them to have as few steps as possible. Right. So our 18 inch step height, I think, is the lowest one out there. So it's basically an 8 inch ground clearance, an 8 inch, frame height, and then like a couple more inches for the floor structure itself. Mm-hmm. So that's a really low floor height. It's hard to say. And yeah, we just, again, like kind of our consumer trucks, we just from the ground up, okay, what if we just took what we need in there and design it from what we have and what the customer needs. And so a whole new frame that hugs the ground. And again, if we develop that into the class 4 and class 5, we kind of be basically reinventing class 4 and class 5, because right now those are often the big frame rails that are way off the ground and they put a big box on top. And then all of the stuff is way up here, and the industry kind of has moved around that idea. But again, with everything electric, as you know, you can just reinvent it all, right? So we kind of think of our delivery as reinventing how you might want to transport your everything, you know, in those classes anyway.
And so you released some images that we're showing, you know, during this video portion. This is a podcast, of course, you're listening to it. And of course, partially it'll be shown on our TFL Talk YouTube channel. And with this van, is there an idea of also having a ride height adjustable, or is it just one height?
Yeah, it'll be one height, because wasn't requested by any of the people we're talking to. And so again, that's why it's like, it's funny that we're able to use the same batteries, motors, gearboxes, and all the stuff that we've been working on for years, but it's in a completely different platform. So it's almost the opposite of our trucks. And so that's why we kind of named it something different and gave it its own website. You know, it's kind of like, here's our rugged, crazy, you know, off-road capable trucks, and then here's last mile delivery and whatnot over here. So they're separated, even though it uses all the same underpinnings.
I gotcha. I understand. So when are these vans, you know, what's your target as far as time?
Well, we want to start working with a manufacturer really in the next few months. We'll have that announcement soon. First prototypes early next year, and then hopefully in production in 2022.
Okay.
And that's why we can get there so quickly, is that we're not manufacturing these, right? We're going to be making them with a company that already is in this space. And so we use their knowledge, they use our knowledge, and we create these vans and trucks together.
Okay. Let's switch gears a little bit. We know the B1, the SUV, and the B2 truck. What's kind of the update on those? You know, you have all the specs published, you know, all that stuff. When are these going to be available, or how's that going?
It's going well. We got pushed back a little bit because of COVID. It was mostly because of some prototype work from vendors, because they weren't in the shop making some things for us. Mm-hmm. So like the rest of the automotive industry, people were engineering from home and doing stuff from home. So we kept going ourselves, but we were pushed back a little bit by, you know, some vendor timing. But we still are hoping to get into production towards the end of next year, and then have, you know, our full year of delivery, production and deliveries in 2022. So Q4 of next year is our timing for SOP.
Okay. And so there's not like a truck I could drive right now?
Well, at our new shop is the prototypes that you saw that you came, okay, you know, came and looked at, and we can drive, you know, I can take you around the parking lot, but it's actually the spot next to us at our new spot is an open field, and we're talking to the owner right now. We want to put an off-road course, so bring in tons of boulders and like in a little bit of water and stuff like that, and so we can hopefully with our next builds, which are happening right now, that we're starting right now, we can have you over and just run it right next door. It'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting, I think, for everybody to see, you know, and actually discuss. And you alluded to it, but you moved headquarters, but not very far, right?
Yeah, just a couple of miles. We were in Ferndale, and now we're in Oak Park, so we just moved 2 miles west. Uh-huh. But our space, we're in a space that's five times as big, great big shop, whole new dedicated battery lab, tons of space for employees so we can triple basically in size on the employee hires. We hired 7 people last week, so it's all rolling. So it's big enough to have us all spaced like 12 feet apart right now, but then as we're allowed to do so, we'll mm-hmm. basically fill the place with new engineers and everyone.
So much bigger space. That's really good.
Yeah.
So in B1 and B2 trucks, they're kind of, I mean, you're maintaining the kind of the same specifications, right, as you've had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just kind of getting them to production.
Yeah, it's finalizing every component, you know, as you know, from the very beginning, like our first prototype was made with these components, the second prototypes were made with these components, and then these third ones that we're making now, that much closer, you know, right before production. So everything's been updated. Yes, some components have changed, and then you have to do a whole bunch of stuff around that because you changed that component, but you did so because it was a much better way to go, right? Mm-hmm. So the body has been completely refined and done, and it's like very few changes to that. So to take it from a hand-built to a manufacturable body is when you're like, uh-oh, this is when everything changes, but it came up great, looks the same. Certain changes like the grill, you know, the radiators you see on the top, mm-hmm. our final battery modules needed only half the thermal load. They're really amazing batteries that we're working with. And so we needed half as much radiator, and we stuck those down in the chassis. So there's a little bit of design change that mm-hmm. came out of good reasons. But other than that, the trucks look the same, and we're excited to make the next prototypes.
So still the pass through, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the other change is that I think I told you when we met last time, but it's roll-down windows now in the doors. Before it was the slides.
Okay.
And slides look cool. I like them, but they didn't open enough to make you feel like you're, you know, enjoying everything you could enjoy. So now they're roll-down. So it's for the better. But the doors still come off. The windshield comes off. All the glass comes off, and all the doors, so you can still have lots of fun. We're building out our accessories, you know, our aftermarket, mm-hmm. so all the fun stuff you might want to buy to put on, like half doors or bikini tops, all that stuff is happening. So, yeah, a lot of work to do still, obviously.
Yeah, you're very busy. And, of course, same thing for the chassis, B2 chassis, right? So basically just the cab, right, the front portion of it, and then kind of open rails in the back.
Correct. So the chassis, the platform by itself, the B2 chassis cab, the B2 and the B1 all get made at the same time because they're basically the same, right? Mm-hmm. So you first start with the chassis, then it rolls down the line, becomes one of the other ones, and then those will all be made at the same place at the same time.
Very cool. Well, thank you for the update, and obviously this new exciting news, which, like I said, it was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, a
pleasant surprise. And when you build that off-road course, let me know, please.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. That's the really fun stuff, right? It's the off-road course.
Well, it's actually seeing your fruits of labor, right? I mean, actually using it and actually seeing it, which is really great.
Yeah, I'm imagining this huge mound of rocks and, you know, big high up and big down and all that. So we'll see.
Yeah, because, I mean, your trucks have what? Adjustable height, you know, we're talking about the off-road trucks now. Adjustable right. height, basically locking, ability to basically lock differentials, even though it's not a differential, it's more of a motor, correct?
Yeah, well, it's in our gearbox, so it's, uh-huh. it's definitely a locking differential. And then we can manually disconnect the sway bars, and and you can raise it up to 20 inches. So we're going to have like 20-inch rocks out there and raise up and go right over them. And mm-hmm. of course it goes down to 10 inches, but we definitely want to get a lot of the stepping kind of stones out there and all this kind of setup so we can really show the articulation. You know, the portal gear hubs that our trucks have, a lot of people don't realize we have those, you know, sometimes because it's hard to see. So
yeah,
we want to show everything off we can. If we can do it right next door, that would be great.
Yeah, the portal axle is important. Once again, it's kind of tucking everything away so you have a lot of ground clearance, basically.
Yeah. So your half axles go straight across and then down to the centers of the wheel. Yeah.
I gotcha. Well, very cool. I hope to talk to you soon again. Maybe with more news or maybe in person eventually.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, you want to come by and see the new place and hopefully have a track for you.
All right.
No, quickly that'll be made.
All right, Robert, thanks. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.